My growing inward unhappiness was a very real thing, however, and I knew that something would have to be done about it. A friend had found help in psychoanalysis. After a particularly ugly one-nighter, my wife suggested I try it, and I agreed. Educated child of the scientific age that I was, I had complete faith in the science of the mind. It would be a sure cure and also an adventure. How exciting to learn the inward mysteries that govern the behavior of people. How wonderful to know at last all about myself. To cut a long story short, I spent 7 years and $10,000 on my psychiatric adventure and emerged in worse condition than ever. To be sure, I learned many fascinating things, and many things that were to prove helpful later. I learned what a devastating effect it can have on a child to coddle him and build him up, and then turn and beat him savagely, as it happened to me. Meanwhile, I was getting worse, both as regards my inward misery and my drinking. My daily alcoholic consumption remained about the same through all this, with perhaps a slight increase, and my binges remained one-nighters. But they were occurring with alarming frequency. In 7 years, the intervals between them decreased from 8 months to 10 days, and they were growing uglier. One night, I barely made my downtown club. If I had had to go another 50 feet, I'd have collapsed in the gutter. On another occasion, I arrived home covered with blood. I had deliberately smashed a window. With all this, it was becoming increasingly hard to maintain my front of distinction and respectability to the world. My personality was stretched almost to splitting in the effort.